one point, what am I thinking?
How's it?
So we think of a word and go 3, 2, 1, we say the word, and then we have to keep doing that until we say the same word.
Oh.
When I think of you in the city.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Thoughts. I'm Joe Van, and I gave you guys a late-night thought of mine in Transient Thoughts, and here I just want to talk about late nights in general. They're the time of a 24-hour cycle where most people are asleep. It's when it's quietest in your corner of the world, and it's when deep thoughts can emerge. Free from the pull of work or socializing, we have a chance at reflection. Our thoughts can breathe with either brevity or torture. It can be a time of great peace or great melancholy. Even under the ever-judging scrutiny of our own mind, late nights wash waves of benign calm across our brows, soothing any hard edges. Its ability on us is undeniable. Should we bathe in the glow of our computer screens or walk under the pale moonlight? Do we reminisce on the past or ponder the possible future, regardless of what may come in the morning to follow? Work, studies, exams, trials, or tribulations are not found in the moment of peace formed from the late nights. Instead, we get a chance to just breathe. The peace hark like a light cast to the dark sea, that we are indeed here. We are conscious. We are alive. Our past is gone and our future is unseen. Our time is limited, but in the moment it is infinite. In the moment we are present with the buildings and the birds and the trees and the wind. The universe has been here long before us and it will long outlast us. But in the moment we are both here together. Tomorrow we may be gone, but not now yet. No. Here we find ourselves. Here we be, for an unforeseen moment more, and in it we can think about our place. Should we only do right with our time? Time will tell. Thank you as always for giving me the opportunity of your ear. I appreciate your time, and hope for you nothing less than love and peace. Goodbye.